Short disclaimer. This podcast is in no way affiliated with the Stars production or Diana Gabaldon. All views expressed are solely our own. Welcome to the Outlander podcast,
where the men are kilted, the women are winsome,
and the whiskey is neat. Welcome to episode 4 of the Outlander podcast. I'm Ginger.
And I'm Summer, and we are in love with all things Outlander.
Happy first day of autumn! Today, the 22nd, is the first day of autumn, the spring equinox, and my favorite season.
This is the
spring. Oh, no, I mean autumnal. Sorry about that.
Like, what?
And I was so committed when I said it, too. Okay, the autumnal equinox.
There you go.
First day of autumn. It's my favorite season.
Well, I don't know where you guys all spent, how you spent your last day of summer, but where we are, it rained all day.
Yes. All day. I thought it was quite a nice way to welcome in spring. I mean, autumn. Apparently, I have spring on the brain.
If you must. So what do you love about autumn?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I thought you were asking listeners. Okay.
I mean, the listeners, I'm very interested. You can tell me too.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, sorry. Well, autumn's my favorite season. And the reason it's my favorite season, number one, is because it ain't summer. And I don't mean summer here. I mean, I don't do hot weather. I just don't do it. And it don't like me, and I don't like it. So we're happy to stay away from each other. Anyway, so autumn may not be the coldest season, but in addition to being a chilly season and also not summer, it is the season of Halloween, the season of Thanksgiving, the season of the colors changing, the beautiful colors on the trees, the leaves. I love it. And I do love winter. Winter is my second favorite season. But something about autumn to me is just so beautiful and so romantic. And I do love Halloween. So all of that wrapped up in a nice orange-tinged bow.
I just like that there's so many things with pumpkin in them.
Oh my goodness. Pumpkin is delectable.
Pumpkin is like one of my favorite things. And I get so mad. Like, I used to love, like, Starbucks pumpkin spice lattes. And technically, I still do love them, but there's just so much sugar in them, and I'm trying not to do the whole sugar thing. So I've sent numerous tweets over the years to Starbucks trying to get them to make a sugar-free version. Because that's, like, my drink of choice in the fall, so they're not getting my money right now. Sorry,
well,
Starbucks.
They are, but not for that drink. Did you tell me your favorite season? You mentioned what you liked about autumn, but what's your favorite season?
I think my favorite season is also autumn, but I think it's because I like hoodies, and I like cozy clothing.
Yes.
And I like the fact that
you
can always put more clothing on.
Yes.
But if you're hot, there's legally only so much you can take off in public.
As I always have said, you can only get so naked. There ain't no more naked than naked. Whereas if you're cold in autumn or winter or wherever you are and however you may be, you can layer till the cows come home. But naked is only naked. Anyway, autumn is great.
On to announcements.
Yes, just a few. But the first one is about the podcast. We now, again, are available on iTunes. Thank you very much.
She keeps threatening me that she's going to buy a kazoo.
No, so not threatening. I asked you if you had one and you said yes, but it was broken.
And I hope it remains so.
I can go find one if I need to, but if I want to. But so far, I can just do the diddly-do with my...
Careful.
With my...
Nope, just stop.
And I can do the do-to-do... And it'll serve us for now.
Okay.
Serve as a fake kazoo. Anyway, yes, we're on iTunes. We're very thankful. We had a number of inquiries as to, were we on iTunes, number one? And second of all, you were on iTunes. What happened? I can't find your podcast anymore. So because we changed hosting platforms, we actually had our podcast removed. Because we did not want to have to do some fancy schmancy dance with mirrors and anything. beyond our capacity to ask about, describe, or explain, or even understand. So we thought the easiest way would to make a clean cut, have our podcast removed, and then resubmit it with our current hosting platform. Right. And now we're good to go. We've linked it up with Audioboo, and we hope you subscribe. It's the easiest way. You can get it at any time. We will continue to link it through our WordPress blog, through Twitter. It will be announced, and also on Facebook it'll be announced. But the host, the content, and is linked now through iTunes, but the place where we physically do the uploading will be Audioboo.
Yes. I mean, I personally subscribe to iTunes for our podcast.
I think I do too,
I just like to make sure that we're, you know, on the up and up and everything.
And we also have a very important correction to make.
Good God.
It's not good God. It's just the only bad thing, not bad thing, the only unfortunate thing is we only podcast once a week. So if there's something we have to correct about something we said or announced or whatever, it has to wait a week because we're not going to put out a midweek 1-2 minute blurb just to correct something. Although actually we could have corrected it on the blog. That's true. We could have put a note on there. But we knew that we'd get to it in this episode. So officially, our Claire's, her name is actually
Katrina Balfe.
Yes, I believe it is for real Katrina Balfe.
Like Alf with a B on the front. And apparently in our defense and in everyone's defense, she herself stated that her last name is often mispronounced. So, I mean, I don't feel that bad about it, I suppose.
No.
But still, you hate saying something wrong.
Typically, you want to pronounce things correctly. Understood. But there is nothing worse, I think, than if you're going to mispronounce something, then have it be someone's name. Because it's not only an identity, it's what others know them by. And it's not concern, but it's being considerate to pronounce it correctly. So now that we have Balfe correct.
Yes.
And speaking of other people from the cast, do we have any casting announcements this week?
I wouldn't say it was a slow week. I mean, we were doing two a week for 2 weeks there. And then we got, last week it was just the one. I think it was just the one.
This past week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this week. We did get two last week.
This past week is the week that just ended. The week that just ended was Hamish.
No, I'm not talking about Hamish. Before that, it was two.
Claire
and Myrta.
Myrta. Before that
was Fitz and
Colman Dougal.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Colman Dougal. And then before that was Fitz and Angus Moore.
Mrs. Fitz and whatever. Angus Moore, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our casting announcement this week.
And it just kind of snuck in there. Nobody was really expecting it, but it just kind of, all of a sudden it was just there. There was no real fanfare for it. We never got to have a watch for it because I guess no one was anticipating this to be the next one to come out. But our young Hamish was cast this week, and he's an adorable 11-year-old with red hair and freckles. And his name is Roderick Gilkison, I believe it's pronounced. If I'm wrong, that'll be 2 weeks in a row, and we'll correct
That's
it then.
I was right there with you last week.
I read somewhere that this was only like his second audition ever.
I believe so. I think I read that as well. He was his second audition, and he got this really great, kind of cool part.
Yeah, I think the first thing he had just done, I guess at his school, they did a Midsummer Night's Dream. Mm. And he played Puck. Yeah.
Oh, I can see that.
So he looks very puckish.
He looks very puckish. So as we continue, I mean, obviously when they start filming, which they may have already done, we don't know. We know they're at least in rehearsals, right? Mm-hmm. When they start or when they're done filming, at some point, we're going to have a series, which means at some point, all of these cast members will have to be cast. So everything will be done at some point, which we don't have a time frame for. However, since we're still on Outlander Watch, hashtag Outlander Watch, and Hamish Watch came and went before, we were kind of really aware of it.
Hamish Watch, we barely
We
knew
never,
you.
Yeah. But what are some of the characters that still have not been cast that you look forward to
being announced?
Yes, to being announced.
I mean, I think we're a little light on the ladies.
That's true.
We haven't had...
We've had Mrs. Fitz and Claire.
That's it.
And wow.
I think we need Gellis.
Yes.
And we need whatever her L name is, because I still don't know how to pronounce it.
You know, I think we did talk about this on a previous podcast because I mentioned Lyra.
Batgirl.
Lyra. Uh-huh.
And there's tons of women, and we've gotten only two. But yeah, I'm definitely on Gellis and Leg Hair watch.
Leg Hair. Yeah, because I remember saying Leg Whore, and you laughed at it because you hadn't heard it. So yes, this is a recap. We are definitely looking forward to those characters being announced, those cast members being announced. But the reason that I am, Summer and I chatted about it just a little bit today, and I asked her why was she looking forward. Well, when we talked about characters, we also briefly talked about scenes or sequences from the book that we were really looking forward to. Well, let's be honest, we want the whole darn book. But what are some scenes or sequences that we were really looking forward to? And we both remarked on how we had seen this question pop up on Twitter numerous times over the past few weeks. And my favorite scene or sequence that I look forward to is the witch trial. It is a great scene. It is probably one of the biggest turning points in the entire first book. And I think besides it being a turning point in the book, for some reason, I find the history of witch trials, whether it was here in the US or in Europe, extremely fascinating, very sad, but extremely fascinating. And I had done a lot of reading a number of years ago just because I find it so interesting. And I've read accounts of people being tortured, accounts of how they were killed.
And we were both in the Crucible in high school.
I've read a lot about the witch trials, and it brings tears to your eyes reading some of these accounts. And I've read a number of fictionalized accounts of a witch trial scenario, if you will. And just the fear that the entire society feels. Now we have this in our contemporary lexicon. A witch hunt. We have the term witch hunt in our contemporary lexicon. Because of someone being targeted and looked at for a certain thing, and just the reading that I've done, is it makes me very interested and sensitive. So even though it was an exciting point in the book, an exciting sequence, it just brought me back to what I had felt. Not just the content. Of course, it all has to be brought back to the feet of Diana Gabaldon. It was her writing that had the ability to put me in that place of going, holy crap. Let's face it, thank goodness that it was this book, or that it was Jamie and Claire, and whatever happens, happens in the book. For someone in that kind of situation, being accused as a witch, there typically was no way out. You know, you weren't going to be... If you had been condemned and you were sent to be executed in whatever way, there was typically not a way out, unless you confessed.
But that wasn't even a way out.
No, confession. No, that's true.
But that's a whole other story.
But just that entire sequence, even in subsequent rereads, it has me, my heart is like pounding. So that is my sequence I look forward to most. What sequence do you look forward to being filmed or seeing?
No, to be honest, I just want to see if what they come up with on anything matches anything that I had going on in my head. I mean, obviously, so far, the characters they've cast have matched what I've seen when I was reading it. But, you know, I want to see what it looks like, what their interpretation of going through the stones looked like, and just to see what Castle Leoc looked like, and all of those kinds of things. I can't really just pick one. It's like telling me to pick which one is my favorite child. So I'm sure a lot of you have seen this on Twitter. I saw it mentioned that apparently Outlander is going to be at Comic-Con, the New York Comic-Con this year.
Will be represented, yes. I think well represented.
I mean, there's no two better ambassadors to have there.
The date that I read was October 11th, and Diana Gabaldon confirmed on her Facebook page that she and Ron Moore would be there on the panel.
Oh, man.
And tickets have long been sold out,
right?
So that's not even an option. However, anyone who can go and is able to see that panel, you are blessed. And I'm sure some people there,
They don't even know they're blessed. They were just added.
They were just announced. They may have been added before, but not, who knows? They may have been added, but they may have just been finalized and announced. But whoever is there, we certainly hope there's at least some fans in the
audience. By the time they're done.
But if someone shows up and has never heard of Outlander and they go and see this panel and they have no clue what anything is about, there's no guarantee they're going to be fans of some people talking about something they have no idea.
I know that, but I think they're going to come out of it and be interested.
Interested, I think.
In finding out more. I think it's going to be a great advertisement for the series.
But what I'm saying is I hope that there are fans, people who are already fans, who happen to be either get in because they tried, whatever, or lucky enough to get in and then they realize what they hear.
Well, here's the thing. It was just a Stars panel originally.
Yes.
I think they were pushing their pirate series that's coming up, like Black Sail, I think it's called.
Black Sails, I think.
Black something.
And the Da Vinci's Demons.
Right.
Season two.
So they were basically, it was a Stars channel panel.
Stars channel panel.
So the people that were signing up to go to this panel were not necessarily your Outlander fans. And I don't think that an Outlander person would have signed up for that panel hoping that Stars added them later. So it's just a bonus for everyone who's there for everything else to be introduced into something that, you know, I'm sure they're going to find out they love once they allow themselves to be introduced.
I'm saying is I hope there are people who are already fans who are able to see that. That's all I'm saying. So that means fans already have to have these tickets and then hopefully make their way into the...
But I think it's almost a guarantee that they're going to be at San Diego Comic-Con next year.
I am hoping so. And I think it's safe to say we'll do our best to try and be there too. Just because it's on our coast, on the West Coast. From what I understand, tickets have not gone on sale. When tickets do go on sale, members, yes, but members, people who had tickets last year, I think are the first dibs, if I read that correctly. So someone was saying, become a member, which you can become a member now, I think. And then once they go on sale, the first dibs are for people who already went, who have been before, for badges, I guess they call them. And then after that, it's members. I would have to investigate it more, but all I'm trying to say is we would love to be able to go. We do not know if it's going to happen, but we would love the opportunity. However, one thing we did want to talk about was whether we get to go or not. If you had control over the panel that Stars sends to San Diego Comic-Con, who would you put there?
Well, here's the thing.
Because remember, by then, it will have aired.
Right. It won't probably be done airing. It'll probably be mid-season.
Well, we're talking...
It's like July.
It is end of July.
It's April, and we have 16 episodes. That's four months.
That's 4 months, and there's probably going to be a break.
Maybe.
For a holiday or something, like a 1 week.
Like a 4th of July break.
Something.
They always do that.
And there's also, it probably is not going to be starting on April 1st. I mean, the first weekend. Who knows?
Point is, it'll still be mid-season probably by the time it's at Comic-Con.
Yes.
So having a dream panel, which I think is where you were going with this, at that point, I think who you'd want on there would maybe change a little bit.
Sure.
Based on how they're received.
Absolutely.
But obviously, we're going to want Sam there. Obviously, we're going to want Katrina there.
Of course.
Ron Moore, absolutely. Diana Gabaldon,
yes.
Duh. I'm at this point not even seeing it. I'd love Graham McTavish to be there.
Yes.
He's very personable, very responsive to his fans online.
I think it would be very, you know, speaking of responsive, and I'll bring this back around to the Dream panel.
Okay.
Speaking of responsive or interactive, and I'm not knocking this at all. There have been some, we've actually talked about, I don't know if it was on the show or not on the show, but we've discussed Black Jack Randall / Frank character. And we've discussed how, at least on Twitter... I think he has zero tweets. We've discussed how he's not being very interactive. Okay, it's not a judgment, it's just an observation. But we've also thought about maybe, because his Twitter account already existed, I don't think it was necessarily a choice for the character.
It's not even verified that it's even his.
That's true, it's not a verified account.
So it's just an account with his name. So I won't even say that he's... Even on Twitter. We can't even verify that.
We can't. It's not verified, but a lot of people are following him. And if I'm not mistaken, he's following people associated with the show. But that doesn't mean it's him. I agree. It's not official. However, where I'm going with this is, let's say it is him. Let's say it was official. He's still not interacting. Again, not a judgment, just an observation. So we thought, or we've chatted about this before. I wonder if, whether it's...
A choice?
Premeditated or not. I wonder if it's a good choice. Because if he's, it may be his personality as a human, but I think his not being as interactive as, say, Katrina and Sam and Graham McTavish are being, I think that is, I don't want to say lending him some mystique, but it doesn't give us the chance or the fans the chance to interact with him and thus maybe put more of a human face on the person who's going to be the arch enemy.
I agree, but he does have to have a human face on him as Frank.
He is so talented. I think he will be able to do that. I think he'll do that as Frank. So I actually wouldn't mind having Frank on the panel.
I think he has to be on the panel.
I would love for him to be on the panel. I really do. I just...
You always have to have your villain on the panel.
I think, yeah.
And he is the big villain.
Yeah, he is.
And I don't think that's spoiling anything for anyone.
No. He's a big, bad meanie. He's multi-layered, multifaceted, as further books will show. But for the intents and purposes of our conversation, for this first, what we hope is the first season, but yes, he definitely is that.
So speaking of spoilers, I know, I like to think, and I'm sure that anyone who's listening to this podcast is only listening to it because they've read the books and they're familiar with it, but I'm really hesitant to give away a lot of things because I do know of one person
who's a friend of yours,
a friend of mine who's listening to the podcast, who's in the middle of his first read of Outlander. So I'm trying desperately not to spoil anything for him because if I spoil him, he'll never forgive me.
You spoil it for him.
Yes, yeah. That too.
So I don't think you'll be spoiling him anytime soon.
So, like I said, I'm really hesitant to give away like key plot points and stuff in the podcast because maybe the people who are listening haven't read all of it yet, or maybe they're in the middle of a first time read, or maybe they're just, you know, I don't know. I'm just, maybe once the show actually starts, I'll feel a little more confident about talking about plot points, maybe.
Well, once the show starts,
everything is a
our
spoiler.
Plan. Our plan. Well, yes, but once the show starts, I don't know if we've addressed this or not, but we will have more. Our ideas will be better developed closer to the actual start of the program. But our idea at this point is once the show actually airs, our plan is to watch it twice at least. So we'll be watching it as fans. And it'll be recorded. And then the next day, we don't know if it'll be a Saturday, Sunday, when it will. My guess is it won't be a Sunday. Yeah. It depends on the night of the week it airs. But if it's on a Saturday, we can definitely do a Saturday and a Sunday. But this is what I thought. The first time we watch it, at least for myself, I almost want to be in a room by myself. I want to experience it without... I mean, I'm happy to watch it with Summer.
I've already told her I don't want to watch it with her.
Yeah, that's true. Because I don't want either of us to have to be subjected to one another's ugly cry face.
I'm not even worried about the ugly cry face. I'm worried about you talking through the entire episode.
I do. I ask questions because I'm...
God. And I'm like, you've read this book as many times as I have. Why are you asking me?
So our plan was to watch it, to enjoy it as fans. And then the second time to go back and maybe take some more notes of things that we thought were interesting, get some specific ideas to bring for the podcast.
Bottom line, that week's podcast,
we
would like to discuss dedicate to the previous episode.
Exactly. So once it starts, that's our general plan. Up until then, it is, well, as you have seen or listened to up till now, it's kind of a melange. It's going to be announcements. It's going to be dream panels at Comic-Con. Just things that come up, things that we read about, whether it's basically any news that comes out. And then our thoughts that kind of stem from that.
Correct.
I'm sure many of our listeners will have seen the first image of our Jamie and Claire.
Together.
I guess that's true. Because any of the pictures we've seen so far have not been pictures of Jamie or Claire. They've been pictures of the actors.
Well, technically, this one was of the actors then as well.
But, well, we didn't see what they were wearing, so we can't say they were in costume. But she did tweet about costume fittings and that kind of thing. But since we know the weather over there right now is like, apparently they've been saying it's rainy and chilly. She definitely looked like she had a coat on. But yes, it was the first picture of our Jamie and Claire, the actors, together. And it was a selfie, which is kind of cute. would have been even cuter if it would have actually shown them, but it was a shadow selfie.
It's a picture of them of their shadows standing together, which it was cute.
It was very cute.
It was very cute.
Someone, again, this is not our idea. This is not our recognizing. This is us reading this, I believe, on Twitter. Someone had remarked that, oh, those lucky people sitting on that bench. If only we could have been one of those people on that bench.
And they
don't
have
know.
No idea.
And they have no idea. Well, we think they have
no
idea.
I'm sure
idea.
They
we
have
don't
no
know.
Idea.
We don't know where they were. We don't know if they were anywhere near.
I think they were in London. Because they were.
Oh, that's probably
Diana
true.
Diana had talked about them going to London together.
So yeah, those people probably had no idea, but they don't know what they got to see. Another thing we wanted to let you know about was a feature on Audioboo.
Yes.
It's very exciting to us because we haven't had the opportunity due to our own schedules, we had a different hosting platform. So once we switched over to Audioboo, we knew about some features. But when we announced them or invited you to try them out, we wanted to be a little bit more aware of them ourselves.
Well, we wanted to make sure they worked.
Exactly.
And that we could explain to you adequately how they work.
Yes. And so what are we talking about, you may ask? We look forward to and invite you to provide us with feedback or comments in any of our places, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, our blog, or even on Audioboo. You can leave a text comment. You can type us.
Right. And that's something that you've been able to do since day one.
Exactly.
And you could have done on any of the sites that you follow us on.
Mm-hmm.
But what Audioboo has is a new way of interacting, if you will. I've not seen this on any other site available as something that the listeners would be able to do. But they allow you to leave audio comments
mm-hmm.
on our site.
What it allows us to do, I think you're saying, is we receive them. We can listen, but we can also download them as MP3s, I think, and then include them in the show if there's either enough time or if it's something that can fit in, because our idea would be to include as many as possible.
Well, as many as we can. I think that we'd set aside a section of the podcast every week.
Yes.
To address listeners' questions and comments.
And we were kind of joking about not joking about doing this, but joking about the name of such a feature or the name of such a segment, if you will. We're not having actual, we really don't yet have segments, official segments, but we kind of talked about what names of this quote unquote segment might be. And beside listener feedback, there was one. What was the one that you said that was a little bit clunky?
We had listener participation.
There you go. Listener participation, which is what it is, truly, but it's a little bit clunky. So we wanted to ask.
There's no pizzazz.
There's no pizzazz. Well, we need pizzazz, and we also would like maybe something not too kitschy, but something maybe Outlander related.
Correct. Which is where you come in.
Yes. We know the Outlander fans are some of the most talented, creative people out there.
Well, look how quickly they came up with nicknames for, like,
oh my goodness,
for fans of Sam Heughan.
I mean,
and
yeah, the Hooligans and the, if I'm saying it correctly, Katrination. How many people do quilts? How many people do metal work, leather work? Oh my goodness. Just the artists, the crafters we have in our numbers. I think that, and the writers, a lot of writers too. I think we have more than enough talent amongst ourselves as fans of Outlander to come up with something better than listener participation. So please help us.
Unfortunately, our creativity does not lie in coming up with kitschy names.
It kind of does.
I'm sure we have other skills that are much more.
We can do names decently, but we have racked our brain, and for this one, we're not making it.
My special skill is mispronouncing Scottish words.
And I have too many to count. But please provide us with your ideas. If you want to type them in, that's fine too. And you can leave them in the comments, either on Facebook, on Twitter, or on the blog, in the comment section that's underneath this episode. Alternatively, you have the audio feedback option now. And the way that works is you would go to, well, first I believe they need to have a free Audioboo account.
Of course. I believe you do need to sign up, but it's pretty painless.
It's really quick.
Yeah. And it costs nothing.
It costs nothing. All they will do is you come up with a name.
It's when you sign up with anything. You got to have a name and a password.
And also an email. And they will send you one email to that you have to click on the link to confirm. That's it. And then what you do once you have your username is you log into audioboo.fm. You do a search for our channel. If you just type in Outlander Podcast, you'll come to our channel. You click on the episode that you would like to leave feedback for, and you'll see underneath that there's a text box where you can leave text feedback, but there's also a link that says record a comment or leave a comment. So you click that and a pop-up will appear and you will be able to leave your comment. I believe right now they're capped at 30 seconds. I think it's a 30-second limit. We may be able to change that if that doesn't end up being long enough, if we get the feedback for that. I think we can go a little bit longer.
Well, if any of our listeners are nearly as verbose as you are, Ginger, we're going to need at least 5-minute slots for everyone.
But if we had 5-minute slots, we wouldn't be able to get through them. But anyway, so
then it would be one a week. I mean,
that's true. But we definitely encourage you and invite you to leave us your comments, feedback, and questions too. Because one of the things that I think is kind of cool, although we would already respond to it if you wrote in a comment, would be if you could ask your question and say your first name. And what we would like is you could say where you're calling from. Where you're calling from? Where you're from. Because one of the exciting things about Outlander fandom is that we are stinking
everywhere. Yeah.
I checked some of the visitors on our website and on Facebook. We already have people from, if I'm not, we had one or two hits from Asia. We had definitely all over the US, Canada, all over Europe. And I don't think we've gotten Russia or maybe Australia. I'm not sure. And that's exciting because I know that our fans, Outlander fans, are everywhere. So, number one, we invite your comments and your questions, and we invite your audio participation. And if you do choose the audio option, I think it would be quite exciting to hear where you're from.
Or maybe we should just have to guess based on your accent.
Well, there's that.
I'm really bad at that, too. That'll be fun.
Oh, and just for kicks, if you want to, you can also leave feedback or questions in German or French, and we'll do our best.
I will not do my best. Ginger may do her best.
English is preferred, but we can also do German and French. Preferably German, but...
Don't say we.
Okay. So we look forward to literally hearing from you.
So for our upcoming episodes, things we're working on, things that are, you know, we're trying to figure out. I do know that we're trying to put together a giveaway of sorts, trying to get people excited about it. That's still in the planning stages, but I think in the very near future, in the next couple weeks, we should have some more concrete information on that.
And we are also planning in the near future. We very much look forward to featuring some Scottish or Celtic artists, namely musicians, singers, because it would be really difficult to do fine art on a podcast. We could sit here and admire it, but
I don't have the words to adequately describe fine art.
It just doesn't come across that well on an MP3.
It would sound sarcastic. Well, that's about it for our fourth episode of the Outlander Podcast.
Thank you so much for listening. We look forward to our next episode. Thank you to our generous audio host, audioboom.com. Our audioboom channel is www.audioboom.com/channel/outlanderpod. Visit our website at www.outlanderpod.com. Follow us on Twitter at @outlanderpod. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/outlanderpod or email us at outlanderpod@gmail.com.